Hey, thanks for being a part of the conversation. This is Forest Stories. I am the poet in the forest, a children's series that I penned out in the 1990s. Now, none of it would be possible if it wasn't for this forest right here in South Charlotte, North Carolina. I talk about it so much that I thought maybe it's time that you get to know what has inspired me for 30 years. Thanks for being a part of the conversation. Welcome back to the forest. A spring rain has greeted us this day. Everything's so deep Carolina green. We're standing by a giant white pine. It was a seedling of maybe 4 or 5 inches when it was shared with the surface of the earth back in 1997. Next to all of the trees that we planted during that season, I also put roses in the earth. I love roses. I love the smell of roses, the elegance that a rose has. But in planting so many trees in this forest, something happened. The deer came home. Deer love to eat roses. All of those beautiful colors gone. We actually thought that our neighbors, they came over and snipped the roses off so they could put them in bowls. Kind of weird, right? That's how selfish we can be sometimes. So I thought, okay, then what I want to do, since I love roses so much, is I want to buy and put into the earth climbing roses. And so that's what we did in 1997. There's a climbing rose that I have had next to this white pine all of these chapters. And every spring, this white pine tree blossoms. It truly looks like that the white pine is the flower carrier, when in reality, it's the climbing rose. And when you walk beneath this giant white pine, the scent of those roses electrifies all the magic inside your soul. The climbing rose. Hey, thanks for being a part of the conversation.